sort of gives me this blanket to not be afraid of my behavior. And that's mm-hmm. something that I'm working on, in that I have to eat enough so that I don't black out. And like, why do I feel the need to not have any responsibility for what I'm doing with my behavior?
Exactly. Like, I have so many times had to go back and take responsibility for what I've done during a blackout, because I am, like, I have done multiple things, not only to get arrested, but to, like my friends, I was so positive so many times that my friends were never going to speak to me again, because I, like, would black out and fucking fist fight them.
Sure. No, you know, bad fights. I hear you.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, you have to own up for that shit, but it's so hard to get to the point where you will, because you're always like, I was drinking, I can be different when I'm not drinking. I'm a whole different person when I'm drinking.
Well, but that's,
and it's like, yeah, but then reel it back, baby. Don't black out.
If you don't remember your own behavior, what do you have to be responsible for?
Exactly.
Now, that's my own, like, of course, and it's so much easier when you wake up, when you come out of a blackout and you're like, where am I? I'm going to figure this out. I'm going to get home. Who knows what happens? Whatever. Like, it's much – I'm so lucky I've never had an STD, honestly.
Yeah.
I've woken up in people's houses with – and I'll even admit this on radio – with wet jeans. You ever been on the 14 bus going back?
Oh, you pissed your pants first?
I pissed my pants.
I know. I've been there too.
Wet fucking pants on the, and I'm on the bus and I'm like, can everybody smell me? Everybody smells piss. Everybody can see that my pants are wet. Does it look like my pants are dry? What does it look like? I don't know what's going on. Oh shit. Like, and I'm still a little drunk, so I'm like, yeah, whatever. You know, I pissed my pants. I'm good. Hope. But to like be, wow. Like, it's,
yeah.
And but then, because I was so wasted, I don't remember what happened, so I don't have to take responsibility for all of that, because I don't remember it anyway.
Exactly.
And, but that's what I'm trying to change. I mean, I'm fucking over 40 now. Jesus Christ, it's time to change that shit, right? And I definitely eat more, and I haven't peed my pants in a long time.
Oh, congratulations.
But here's the thing, people who might date me in the future, if I decide to pass out, not in my bed, with my jeans in, on the carpet, that's because my jeans are a sponge. Please, please don't take my pants off. Please, please, boy who's staying with me, nice man, whoever you are, leave me on the carpet. Do not take my pants off. They're a sponge.
Oh, yeah.
Be on the team.
Absolutely.
Be on the team.
Absolutely. Be on the team. Don't, like, my mom, so one of the most embarrassing things that's ever happened to me is. One of the most embarrassing things that ever happened to me is when I went to my cousin's wedding, and I was completely fucked up. It was like, it was a weekend where there were three parties and a party suite. So the first night, I hooked up with one of his friends and ran away from security trying to get into trying to not get in trouble because I was underage. And then there was the next day where I was just blackout and hooked up with another one of his friends. And then the third day, it was the wedding. And I went home with my mom, who was sleeping in the other bed, and I pissed this hotel bed so bad. And my mom tried to undress me, and it was just so much worse. It was just everywhere. That's not what we want. It's absolutely not what we want. It was... that was probably the time that my mom was like, okay, time to change.
Like, reel it back, daughter of mine.
Yes, please.
I love you so much, but if you could not pee in. I threw up once. I was on a family cruise going to Alaska. My parents, I was 19 at the time. They put my brother and I in a room deep, deep in the caverns. They were up with one of the things, they had a balcony. And I drank so much, I threw up in my bed, And then I tried to take all of my sheets into the shower to sort of wash them off. And I was in a room with my brother. And I had to wake up the next morning. And I had to go kayaking with my dad.
No.
And I was so hungover. And I kayaked. And we were, like, hitting salmon. And I was like, this is so beautiful. And this would be great if I didn't want to die right now.
It wasn't the end
it
of
was,
me.
I was. I remember being a kid. I remember my parents used to buy me things. That was great. That was awesome. I remember those days. My parents don't. They don't respect my lifestyle very much.
Oh, really?
Nope, not at all. They are not into free speech and what I'm doing. They're Christians. They love God very much.
Oh yeah.
And that's great. They're afraid of death. That's cool. I'm down. Like, it's fine. I'm down with existential dread. They want to believe in 12 mansions in heaven. Good stuff. Like,
hell yeah.
Yeah. No, hey, I respect it. Like, if I could have a – I feel like I was in the Matrix and I took the fucking red pill or whatever. And I was like, oh, now I see the truth and everything sucks and we're all going to die. And it's okay.
Yeah. I mean – That's the reality of life. That's what's so crazy, because it's like when you're trying so hard to get something and you feel like that's the only way that your life will be fulfilled, then that creates like a completely different environment for you to have fun. Like, I feel like I have so many things that could make my life happy, and it's like you can't just bet on one. Obviously, like, I'm not gonna do anything to get rid of those opportunities, but I'm going to work my hardest on every single opportunity that could possibly make me happy. And maybe it'll make me a jack of all trades, but master of none, but maybe I'll be happy.
There's a old song from the 40s and it's a standard, and it goes, I'm putting all my eggs in one basket.
Yeah.
I'm betting everything I have on you. Don't put all your eggs in one basket.
That's
don't
how
do
I
it.
Feel sometimes,
don't,
though.
You can't. Well, and, God, for a long time in my life, I didn't. I separated my eggs. And now I've got all my eggs in the mutiny basket. And it's very scary, because then it's like, oh, my God, what if I lose the basket? But then it's like, wow, what freedom if the basket disappears? Like, wow, what would happen to my life if I didn't have this albatross around my neck? Like, what could I do? Where
exactly.
could I go? I could go
and
anywhere.
I sometimes could do it anything. Seems like the better option. Maybe. Sometimes it seems like the better option to take that albatross off your neck. But also, if it's the thing that you love and it's the thing that you are really doing, and it's like you've worked so hard for it, then why give it up? That's my thing, is it's like it's so hard for me to give things up.
I know.
Because of that. Because I'm like, I have put so much into this.
But maybe attachments. I mean, the Buddhists say that attachments are the root of all suffering. So if you remove all the attachments, then you can finally be free. And
but
so
that's so crazy to
what
me
are
because
attachments,
family,
you know?
I see attachments more with like attachment with people.
Yeah.
And it's like family, friends. What do you do when those go away? Because I don't think I would be happy, because when I haven't had those personal ties.
Yeah, tethers.
To the world. Yeah. It's been so different for me. And it, like, honestly, like, me thinking that I'm a fucking god who's controlling the world is so much less healthy than me having a fucking boyfriend and being like in my family and helping them out. Like, I would rather not be famous, because I would think that I was like fucking the controller of the universe. My brain would be insane. I don't think I could handle it.
I think the answer is to smoke more pot. I think that that's
I think the answer to smoke less pot, dude. Honestly, like, I smoked pot from Sam, and now I'm like, hello, I am the fucking I am the number.
I am a
like,
god. I am a king.
I am a king. I am a god. Everything's gonna work out. I can control this person. It doesn't matter my expectations, because no matter how high they are, they will reach them, because I control everything.
Well,
which is a lie and a fucking disappointment when I don't control everything.
The only thing we can control is our own selves and our reactions to the things around us.
Exactly. But I've gotten to a point that I'm like, people think it's fucking weird. Like, people think I'm being, like, fucking victimized. Not by, like, by everybody. Like, by my mom, by my family. Everyone thinks I'm being victimized, but I'm like, honestly, I don't give a fuck, dude. Like, just, like, I don't. Like, that's the thing. Like, yes, they have high expectations of me, but I'm there. Like, I don't give a shit. Like, why do you think this is a bad thing? Like, it's fine. Like, I'm fine. And it's not me being, like, disingenuous or not following my dreams. It's like, I'm glad that I get to help my family out. I'm glad that I get to help people out. That's my fucking calling. That's my calling, is helping people.
Why aren't you a nun?
No.
Put on the habit, baby.
Fuck so much. Oh, I fuck too much, dude. I do. And it's like, also, like, I like God. Like, I do. And I love God.
That's cool. No, I'm down with God.
But also, it's like, sometimes I'm like, bro, like, no matter what I do in this life, you gotta, like, have me, because I have gone through so much, dog. Like, I'm trying my best. Like,
yeah.
There's no, like, because I believe in you, like, dog, just, like, chill with me, bro. Like, please, like.
Yeah. No, hey, look to the birds of the sky. They do not sow or reap or stow away in barns, and yet your Heavenly Father takes care of them.
Yeah.
I'm down with that bird shit. I mean.
Yes, exactly. I don't think that a higher being like that would punish you for being human.
Well, and, you know,
humans are born sinners, baby. This is a fucking preacher podcast on humans are born sinners, dog. Oh. And I'm a sinner. And everyone around me is a sinner. And so I let everyone treat me however they want to.
So take the plank out of your own eye before removing the speck from your brother's eye. Another fucking.
Hell yeah. You know more about the Bible than me.
Oh, Bible throwing it down.
You know more about the Bible than me, because I have never heard about it.
I was traditionally raised in the Bible. I went to Christian school for like years and years of my life, and then
that's cool. I'm just casual Bible.
Yeah, I studied Judaism for many, many years as well, so I'm versed in all of the Judeo-Christian things. I don't know a lot about Muslim shit. I know a little bit about the Mormons. I know just enough to be dangerous about the Mormons. But
honestly, I hate these boys, but I love these boys because they always know how to like bring it to like something super not serious. Oh, you know?
Yeah, where'd Sam go? Speaking of,
I know,
not serious,
Sam being like,
speaking
can I
of, yeah, speaking of,
like, me and you together, I feel we bounce off each other and we're like, let's get into the let's go into the entire thing. Like, what is life about? What is life about? And when two men get together too, I feel like that's how they're like too. They're like, hey. That's why Joe Rogan.
You're like, how big is your dick, man?
That's why Joe Rogan is always like, yeah, I did DMT, and you know what I saw?
Have you done DMT?
No, I'm talking about Joe Rogan. I don't think I could ever do DMT.
I know he talks about DMT too.
But, like, my brain, fry zone. Like, last time I did acid, it was probably like, it changed my life in a way that made me scared of literally making any mistakes. Wow. Like, I was like, I have to stop drinking or I'm a fucking idiot. I have to stop fucking doing this or I'm a fucking idiot. I have to call my mom. I have to be a better daughter. And it made me anxious about everything. So now I can't let anyone down. Whatever. Fuck it. Who cares? But that acid trip just made me feel so anxious about my life. And I think my dad, like, and schizophrenia is, like, fucking triggered by drugs and shit like that.
Yeah, by acid. I hear that acid definitely triggers schizophrenia.
Yeah, so I fucked my life up. Who else did that for themselves? Who else gave themselves a mental illness that a lot of people have to go to the mental hospital for forever?
I'm going to say in my lifetime that I've done over 600 hits of acid. So that's a lot of acid. And they say that after 7 hits, you're legally insane. And I'll deal with that. And that's fine.
I didn't even get there, dude. It's because my whole family is like fucking crackhead crazy. Like, that's why it took me only a few to be like, I'm legally insane.
But I mean, I definitely talk to myself all the time, and I hear voices in my head, and I've had invisible friends since I was young. There's no question about that. I remember having invisible friends since the time I was allowed to do that. And I've always had a very, very rich fantasy life throughout my entire life.
I mean, it's not that that's a problem with me. It's like I – like the things that I see are like – I'm not crying. I'm literally just – I smoked weed. I – like the things that I see are like disembodied human people and like people being like – like I would – be half asleep and there would someone be yelling like, you don't like anybody, like, you know you don't love these people, what the fuck are you doing here, like stuff like that, just yelling at me, like insanity vortex that I'm surprised that I haven't had a nervous breakdown yet, you know, like, yeah. Just it takes a different type of person to cope, like everything I see is a threat to me.
Huh.
And so it's like I've been trying, I've learned a lot of things to be able to cope with stuff like that. But I don't know what I did to myself, but I did a lot of drugs during high, like I was always kind of neurotic, but I did a lot of drugs during high school. I was never aware, so I can't even like know if it's something that happened naturally or if it's something that I triggered.
Yeah, sure. You know why Californians can't have guns?
Why?
Because they're always triggered.
That's funny.
Constantly,
I like that.
Constantly triggered. No, hey, I get it. I'm lucky that I smoked pot for the first time when I was like 17. I didn't do any things. I didn't even drink in high
school. I started drinking when I was 12 years old. I started smoking weed when I was 13. I started doing coke when I was 16.
Wow.
Yeah. I started, what else? I started doing Xanax when I was 16. I started doing opioids when I was 16. Yeah.
I never like opioids.
Opioids made me nauseous all the time, but yeah. I thought they were amazing for some reason. I started taking Xanax every day when I was 16.
Well, Xanax is in the Tupam family. It's a benzodiazepine. It's actually, it's a little different.
Yeah, I know. I do love benzos, but they make me forget. And they, like, honestly, like, I was so fucked up during all of high school and I don't remember any of it that I don't want to take Xanax ever again. Like, I have gotten Xanax for free from people and just stowed it away and given it to other people because
It's great for plane flights.
Yeah,
you're
but
afraid of flying.
It is for anxiety, but when you use it for your everyday life, like I can't control. Yeah,
well, and they used to give
when you use it
Valium
for your everyday life
in
fuck,
the 70s.
Exactly,
for postpartum depression.
I did Valium for the first, or like it was because I was prescribed. I was prescribed
they were
Valium.
Mama's little helpers.
I was prescribed Valium when I was in the third grade.
Wow, you had serious anxiety.
No, I had a neck injury.
Why would they give you Valium? That makes no sense. It's a benzodiazepine.
Wanted me to relax.
Wow.
No, they didn't give me Valium. They gave me Vicodin.
Oh, okay. Well, no, that's
they gave me Vicodin,
which doesn't necessarily help because opioids just mask the pain, and then you can hurt yourself more. They should have given you a muscle relaxant. They should have given you Soma.
Soma. But Soma, I also abused.
Soma's a lot of fun. I abused Soma in the late 90s. I would take a Soma. And
I was
like
in high school.
Beers,
yeah.
Beers in a Soma, and I was like, let's go, friends. But it was only because I was so cheap in college, I couldn't afford alcohol, so I could use pills.
Oh, no. The fact that I take medication now, I used to be a 17-drink night girl. I have had 3 drinks tonight, or 4.
Yeah. No, I used to, in college, it was so funny because I was a dancer, and I was a lot larger than I am now, and I was dancing, like, 4 hours a day, but I was also shotgunning and drinking, like, 12 beers a night.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, no. So I moved from beer to wine, and I lost, like, 10 pounds immediately.
That's what I keep telling Aaron is because he wants to lose weight and he's talking about like, oh, I just need to like go on this diet, and I'm like, no, dude, you just need to stop drinking beer.
Yeah,
you're drinking IPA.
Wine.
Yeah, from beer to wine. Like honestly, seltzer too, it just makes you bloated.
It's, I mean, and it's the water weight. I mean, there's all kinds of things happening, but So that was always my problem. And when I fell on my face and had my whole alcoholic come to Jesus thing in February 1st of this year, and people were like, oh, you drink too much, blah, blah. And I'm like, I actually don't drink too much. The problem is that I don't eat enough. The problem mm-hmm. is that I actually have an eating disorder. And so when I'm drinking all day on a Saturday, I'm thinking the whole time, well, I've had 2,200
however many
calories
yeah, from the beer, yes.
Alcohol.
Yeah, I was drunk orexic for a while.
Exactly. So I'm eating enough calories, but I'm not having real food. And so that's why I fell on my face and I had to get 15 stitches in my eye, et cetera, et cetera. So I made a deal with myself that I'm not allowed to drink unless I'm only allowed to have a beer for every 200. So if a beer is 200 calories, I'm not allowed to have that beer unless I've had 200 calories.
That's a
so
good
I
idea.
Have to, I'm not allowed. I have to eat before I drink. And again, tonight, I'm eating as much as I'm drinking. I've been eating. I have a granola bar in there that I need to eat in a second. And I had all the cheeses and all the things, and I was eating, and I made sure. But it's not that I have a drinking problem, because I honestly don't drink. Even when I day drink, I only have one beer on the hour. So if I've been drinking for 14 hours, I've had 15 drinks.
Yeah.
So I just keep it going all day, and I love it, and I love day drinking. But I have to eat because I have to eat. So
you have to eat.
Because I have to eat. And that's the come to Jesus talk I had with myself, is that I'm not an alcoholic. I have an eating disorder. And, you know – and then that plays into all of my, like, fucking self-esteem issues and blah, blah, blah. But, and I'm an adult now. These are the things I'm dealing with. So, yay, I'm an adult now. Yay.
Being an adult is so crazy, honestly. Like, I'm just transitioning from kind of being a kid, obviously. Like, I'm very young. I'm 22. I very often have to remind myself, like, oh, my gosh, this is what it's like not to be a kid. Like, it's not that things are happening much worse than they were happening before. It's just that they're happening right now and I'm aware of them.
So here's the thing I have to say, and some of our other friends have left tonight, but I'm a person that got a DUI when I was 32. And I don't support anyone ever drinking behind the wheel ever at any time. Always leave your car. It is better to get a ticket. It's better to have your car towed. It's better to pay the $600 when your car is towed, or to leave it somewhere and get a ticket, than it is to get a DUI and spend the minimum $10,000 and all the other things that happen. Please, 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 please always leave your car. Don't drive drunk. Don't be dumb. And I know you're young. I know you think that you're going to live forever, and I know you think it's fine. But please, anybody out there, take it from the old lady who hasn't driven in 14 years now. Because I'm a responsible adult. I'm a responsible adult, and I drink, and I smoke pot, and that's why I don't drive. Please, 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 never, ever, ever, ever. Because even if you think you can drive, it doesn't matter. They're still going to get you in trouble. And even if you can pass all their sobriety tests, if that breathalyzer comes above 0.08, which is like two drinks, and if you haven't eaten, please eat, please eat. If you haven't, it is so easy to blow 0.08, and you just don't want to deal with that headache. So leave your car. Leave it parked. Get a ticket. Get it towed. It doesn't matter. It's better than driving home. Okay, that's my PSA. Da-na-na-na. Old lady trying to teach the children.
I love it.
I'm just saying. Like, it's always better. Even if you have to take a $150 Uber, it is cheaper than getting a DUI. Because they're out there and they're looking for you. It's just money in their pocket. Don't do it. Okay. Da, 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 da. We should play some music.
Yeah. Let's
Sam's play some music. Bag is here, so we should be coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Sam, come back. Sorry. Okay. What kind of music do you like?
I'm a big fan of anything.
Oh, anything.
I'm a big fan of anything. Thank you.
Not yet, my friends. Please, this is an impassioned plea for Pam Benjamin, the director of Mutiny Radio. Let us live past October. You think it's a joke? COVID is decimating all of us, and especially us here at Mutiny Radio. We have money left until October.
Are you tired of swimming through a sea of podcasts? Are ye on a raft without a paddle? Well, gather around me, sea dogs, and get aboard me pirate ship as we set sail for the seas of MutinyRadio.fm. From there, you can captain your own pirate ship as you sail through over 44 different shows for all of your listening pleasures. They've got live comedy to small business advice, LGBTQ-friendly to sports, vinyl to gutter punk. MutinyRadio.fm has the best programming the internet ocean has to offer you. I bet my peg leg on it, or I ain't scurvy shit-faced McRat.
As the world gets wackier and less predictable in every way, it is more important than ever for us to all remember our roots. We wouldn't be here today if our ancestors hadn't had the capacity and the skills to take care of themselves and their communities using the resources in the natural world around them and their own two hands. My name is Wonia Tebow of Buckskin Revolution and Alone Season 6, and I started Buckskin Revolution not just to empower people with a wider range of skills to meet their basic needs, but also to inspire them with a sense of fulfillment and connection that comes with living a little closer to the earth and using our bodies, our minds, and our very DNA for what they evolved to do, to help us thrive without the need for modern technology and industry. If that sounds appealing to you, I hope you'll join me for the Fall 2020 Buckskin Revolution Online Skills Gathering, an 8-week learning experience designed to work within any schedule. It involves pre-recorded classes, live interactive sessions, and online community learning support from both myself and your fellow students. The need for these skills has never been more pressing, and Buckskin Revolution is working hard to bring them to you. I hope you can join us.
Get connected with yourself and the world around you at buckskinrevolution.com.
Billy Bob, you ever want to be funny?
Well, my dogs think I'm funny, Daryl.
Well, I mean, you ever want to be, like, in front of an audience? Like, other than, like, squirrels, dogs, and dead persons?
Oh, shit. From time to time, I've given it a thought or two.
You know, if you go to Joke Workshop, there's more than two peoples paying attention to your jokes, and they ain't even gonna be jerks about it.
Daryl, are you serious? I can get people to listen to my jokes?
And they'll even say nice things to you before they tell you how to get improvements.
No way. What is this dag nabbit thing called?
It's Joke Workshop.
Joke Workshop?
Yep, every Monday, 6 to 8 p.m. on the Mutant Radius.
So you're saying I could tell my jokes every Monday from 6 to 8?
That's what I'm saying. It's the Joke Workshop Mondays, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Mutant Radius. Yahoo!
Let's watch a full-length movie on YouTube with Michael Spiegelman.
I'm Michael Spiegelman.
I'm Carl, not Spiegelman.
Join us every Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on MutinyRadio.fm for...
Let's watch a full-length movie on...
YouTube. We watch the best movies that... aren't they good?
Well, they're chosen by
Here's his theme song again. Bye.
Okay, bye. Watch a full-length movie on YouTube with Michael Spiegelman.
Sam. San Francisco, what are you doing this week? Come join Mutiny Radio Presents for four different comedy shows supporting local businesses in the Mission District and beyond. On Sunday, join us in the Tenderloin at Resolute Wine Bar, 678 Geary, for Barrel of Laughs at Resolute, an amazing comedy show with the best wines curated by Resolute. On Wednesdays, join us at Asiento at and 21st and Bryant for dinner and a show at Asiento. Delicious tapas, incredible drinks, hilarious comedy Wednesday nights at 7:30. On Fridays at 7 o'clock, join us outside MutinyRadio.fm here at 21st and Florida, 7 o'clock for outdoor comedy, socially distanced in the street. And Saturdays, join us at Atlas Cafe SF at 20th and Alabama for Titans of Comedy every Saturday at 2 o'clock. Hey, keep supporting local businesses and comedy here in San Francisco with your friends at Mutiny Radio.
St. Valentine's Day Mascara, streaming live on Facebook, Sunday, February 14th, 11 a.m., an international affair hosted by Ms. Noir.
Do you crave a carnal couple? Are you longing for some lecherous lines? Is it seduction from a sultry sonnet that you're seeking? Or would you rather be ravished by a villain and dried? Care to venture a little voyeuristic versification with this lyrical libertine? Or could this wanton wordsmith maybe with an appetite for an allegorical adultery? Why not slake your literary lustings in a personal one-on-one?
St. Valentine's Day Mascara.
St. Valentine's Day Mascara.
St. Valentine's Day Mascara. 14th of February 2021. 11 a.m. PST. Facebook Live. A date for everyone. Hosted by Ms. Noir.
The Ministry of Lava manages our national lava resources to ensure that we will always have a steady supply of lava to operate the nation's active volcanoes, which in turn power our cities and methamphetamine labs. As a matter of national security, we need to reduce our dependence on foreign lava, which means an expansion of domestic lava drilling. As your chancellor, I will build lava wells all over the country, as well as secure access to more lava fields by invading Hawaii. Imagine orange gold spurting out from school playgrounds on the Great Plains and illuminating the Nebraska sky like fireworks on the 4th of July. Magma oozing over the rolling hills of Kentucky. Volcanic ash settling gently over homes in New England like fresh gray snow. If you want global lava markets to continue to be dominated by terriblest regimes like Iceland, Chile, and the Philippines, vote for my opponent, who sits in their back pocket as comfortably as Pahoehoe on the slopes of Kilauea. If you want the United States to stay competitive in the era of peak lava and beyond, then take a chance on the Chancellor.
Are you looking for local handcrafted leather goods? Look no further than Skin on Skins, a local mission, a leather working shop. All original pieces handcrafted for you. Jackets, belts, purses, jewelry, everything made out of leather. You need your bicycle seat fixed? You want it in cool leather? Under can do it. You have a motorcycle that you want to fit out with side bags and cool stuff? Talk to Under. Go to skinonskins.com. That's SKINONSKINS.com. You just went to Folsom Street Fair and you don't have enough leather? Go see Under. Everything is handcrafted and understated quality. Fine leather handcrafted goods for all of your needs. He also does fixes. Maybe you love that jacket. He'll put the zipper back in. Talk to Under at skinonskins.com at 20th and Mission. Check them out at skinonskins.com.
Out, acid and fapping.
What is flat black plastic? What could it be? It's exactly what you think it is. Flat black plastic. Vinyl. Records. Round. Played. Mixed. All for you every Saturday from noon to two by Scotto Walker. Amazing artist. Music DJ. Vinyl enthusiast. That is flat black plastic.
This is Tushar Mathers with Mutiny Radio. Big up to the number one station that rules the nation. Give it to me every time.
My name is Breakfast, and I'm running for Chancellor of the United States of America. For too long, we have gone without a chancellor who is willing to take bold leaps of faith and logic to create new possibilities for our great, big, fat nation. As your chancellor, I will balance the budget on the head of a pin, give entertaining speeches, have scandalous affairs, write strongly worded letters to unpopular foreign leaders, look good on camera, end all hunger, crime, abuse, war, disease, disasters, sadness, depression, oppression, repression, suppression, transgression, obsession, expression, impression, regression, and digression by signing pieces of paper that express my disapproval of such things. And invest in an American flag pin to be worn prominently on my stylish jackets. It's time to work together to take the country back from us and return it to ourselves. It's time to turn this country around and drive it into opposing traffic. It's time to take a chance on the Chancellor.
Michael Spiegelman. Wow. Let's watch a full-length movie on YouTube with Mike Spiegelman and Carl. Hi, Carl.
Hi. Great to be here.
Oh.
San Francisco.
Around the world. We are here at Mutiny Radio in San Francisco. Carl is at home in New Jersey. He is a tri-state comedian. And we do this show every week. We watch a full-length movie with you. And we've done this for over 4 years. We have about 200 episodes. If you want, if you have some time at home, check us out. Go to pcrcollective.org, hit podcast archives, and look for LWAFLMOYT. That is also the name of our podcast. If you want to subscribe to our RSS feed on your podcast app. And you can also find us on Facebook. Let's watch a full-length movie on YouTube, as well as LWAFLMYT on YouTube.
Wait, that was the oop. Say it again.
Yeah, it's Bug Out Square. It's not Tuesday, but it is 6 o'clock. I'm doing this ahead of time because I
I have a commitment that I need to fulfill to ensure that I keep a roof over my head.
That vigilante man. Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? I've been hearing his name all over the land.
Hey, this week on Bughouse Square,
well,
I'm,
what is a vigilante?
You know, I got, jeez, Sean, what do you got for us? Well, I got some new contributors, couple new ones, and I'm at home now, and things are kind of shaking up around here, around the house. So I grabbed a fistful of records, and I may grab some more, but we're gonna make it through this, and it's gonna be good.
Man, come along and chased us out in the rain. Was that a vigilante man? Stormy days, we'd pass the time away. Sleeping in some good warm place. Man, come along and we give him a little race. Was that a vigilante man? Preacher Casey was just a working man. And he said, unite all you working men. Killed him in the river. Some strange man was that, a vigilante man. Why does a vigilante man carry that sawed-off shotgun in his hand? Would he shoot his brother and sister down? I rambled around from town to town. I rambled around from town to town. And they herded us around like a wild herd of cattle. Was that the vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? I've heard his name all over the land.
Are you tired of swimming through a sea of podcasts?
Oh my goodness, you guys, it is 4 o'clock and it's time for funny people, including Will Brown. That's me. Yes, we are here in the Mutiny Radio Studios, deep in the heart of the Mission District of San Francisco, California. And my guest today is Jen Perez. Is a hilarious lady, a dancer, a comedian, an actrice, a modelista, and...